I like you, Kevin, but I suppose that the person who poses the question cannot help being hit by some of the shrapnel. I deal with doctrine, but I dispense shrapnel, and everybody just has to duck. If you're picking some metal out of your flesh, I apologize. It's all in the course of war, you know. The section of this email I read yesterday, I'll repeat it here so we can get back into the flow. What I can see with your version is that since everyone is saved and no one has to do anything to get to heaven, then the Sodom and Gomorrah that is going on right now is okay and no one has anything to answer about. They are saved anyway. And how many times have I heard that? You mean to tell me that I can go out and murder somebody and I'm still saved? Do you know what I respond to this? It floors them every time. I say, hey, you're finally starting to understand the gospel of grace. It's true. You can go out and kill somebody. And if you're saved, you're saved. You can't lose it. You can't earn it. You can't lose it. That's the gospel of grace. People assume that because they have this knowledge, it's going to make them want to go out and kill somebody. That is false. In fact, it has the opposite effect. When you finally begin to learn of the grace of God, it has a calming effect on you. So if you don't believe me anyway, go to Romans 5:20, where sin increases, grace super exceeds. Now, I'm going to deal with the Sodom and Gomorrah issue, because obviously he's talking about reality television. The Sodom and Gomorrah that's going on right now, he's saying that I'm saying, well, that's okay. If these Sodom and Gomorrah folks are going to get into heaven anyway, then everything they're doing is okay. Boy, that's a pregnant word, okay. We really need to analyze this, put it under the scope here. What do you mean by okay? In a sense, it is okay. Don't get too excited. Let me read you some prophecy from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. Now, this know, that in the last days, perilous periods will be present, for men will be selfish, fond of money, ostentatious, proud, calumniators, stubborn to parents, ungrateful, malign, without natural affection, implacable. This is just on the Fox Network. Adversaries, uncontrollable, fierce, averse to the good, traitors, rash, conceited, fond of their own gratification rather than fond of God, having a form of devoutness yet denying its power. What a definition of religion there, huh? Well, is this okay? It's prophesied to happen. It has to happen. It must happen. And if it doesn't happen, then God's a liar and Paul's a liar. Paul is prophesying here in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Know this, that in the last days, perilous periods will be present, and all their alliterating glory, perilous periods, will be present. This is prophecy, and we see it happening. So in that sense, it is okay. That's the absolute viewpoint. Relatively, do we recommend that people go around killing each other and robbing and stealing and lying and not being fond of parents and ostentatious, proud, uncontrollable? No. I would never say to anybody, go out and calumniate. Be stubborn to your parents. Be fierce and averse to the good. Relatively speaking, it's wrong, and we warn against these things. Absolutely speaking, it has to happen. Now, as to your question that no one has anything to answer about, you're jumping to that conclusion. Who says nobody has anything to answer about? Just because all mankind will eventually be returned to God, saved because of the work of Jesus Christ, that doesn't mean that no one has anything to answer about. For this, I want to take you to Romans 14:12. Each of us shall be giving account concerning himself to God. Look there, even us who are called in this eon to believe, we're going to give an account of ourselves to God. This is for our benefit. It's for an adjustment. As with us, thus also with Pharaoh. It's just not his time to believe now. Pharaoh is going to rightly say, you didn't give me belief, you hardened my heart. And God would say, that's not the issue here. What you say is correct. I'm dealing with what you thought was going on in your heart. You didn't acknowledge me, you didn't recognize me, and so this is for your education, and it will be. God's judgments, remember, are for the benefit of the judged. We always think of judgments as mean, nasty, rotten, rough, punch, killed, shame on you. Judgment is going to be for the benefit of the one judged. It's going to be a major education. God's going to bring all back to himself, but every man in his own order, as I told you earlier this week. So, Kevin, yes, people will give an account. There is going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There is going to be judgment. Yes, but God's judgments are righteous and they're beneficial. You spank your children, Well, we spanked ours when they were little, and it was worth it. It was tough to do, but they have great character today, and it's because of that. It's a discipline. God says if he doesn't love you, he doesn't discipline you. But since he does love you, he does discipline you. I believe in judgment. I believe in all the judgments of the Scripture. I believe that people that are stubborn and malign and all these things, they are going to face judgment. But it's for their good, and it's going to bring them to a greater appreciation of God. I'm Martin Zender. I hope I haven't injured anybody too badly. Just pick it out. Pick it out. Pick it out. Use a pair of tweezers. Believe in God no matter what the clergy tell you. Be here tomorrow. So long. Yeah.